Have you ever felt like you just can't find God? You're not alone. Job had that same struggle. This is Esther Lovejoy, and that's our topic for today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. Job had a lot of things to complain about, but in Job 23:3, we hear the real anguish of his heart. If only I knew where to find God. In the midst of Job's suffering, he wants to be able to talk to God, to share his heart, and to find God's answers. But he can't find them. It's not that he hasn't searched. He tells us that he's gone to the east and God isn't there. He can't find him in the west, and he can't see him in the north or catch a glimpse of him in the south. He has looked everywhere. While our suffering may never compare to Job's, many of us can identify with that sense that in the midst of our worst times, we can't seem to find God no matter where we look. Job himself offers us this hope. He says, in essence, I may not be able to find God, but he knows where I am. I can't see him, but he still sees me. And Job found tremendous comfort in that truth. Most of us know how the story ends. God greatly blessed the later years of Job's life with wealth and cattle and family. But I think the real blessing is found in Job 42:5 when Job says, But now my eyes have seen you. Job finally found God. Remember, when you can't find God, he still sees you and will reveal himself to you in his time. This is Esther Lovejoy. Join me online at viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.